1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I did have some other material that I was going to do this first hour, but I was told by management that I was not allowed to do it. So instead, we're going to have Bobby Dooley, who had a trip to the hospital last night. She's with the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She is on the line with us from her home in West Hills. And Bobby, how are you right now?
We're doing a lot better than I was last night. But, you know...
Well, was it a close call?
Well, I was taken to the hospital. I had my blood pressure was checked. I'm fine. I did have some palpitations. We got the news at about 8 o'clock, and Steve had to take me to the hospital about 8:30 because I do have a heart palpitation problem.
All right. The news that that you're talking about, and as we understand it, the Homeowners Association at Western Estates has asked for your resignation. Is that correct?
Yes. Phil,
I know this is tough for you, but that's correct?
Yes, that's correct. Al Koster is a very dear friend. He's a next-door neighbor of ours, a dear man. He is elderly. What I was trying to do was something that I felt I should do. He has a wife who is a...
Probably what we ought to do is bring people up to speed on what it is that you're talking about.
Well, Al, Phil, is our next-door neighbor, and his wife... Esther is a nice lady, but not what you would call in shape. And Steve and I have often talked about how we like him. He's a terrific guy. He's a former baseball player, but he looks very lonely. He's in a wheelchair, and his wife is off playing bridge.
Now, he sits in his room. Is he in a sunroom or something where you saw him?
Yes, my bathroom. Steve and my bathroom in our...
Just take a deep breath.
Okay. Our bathroom is across from his sunroom. He sits in the sunroom. Yes, I did remove my robe, and I thought he's a nice old man. He's a lonely old man. He's not going to do anything.
All right, he says that you dropped your robe to the ground, and then you would pick it up, bend over and pick it up.
That's correct.
And then what else? You knew he was looking at you, right?
Phil, again, he's a nice elderly man. I felt that I was doing a good thing for him.
I want to know. So then you'd get into the shower or...
I would get in the shower. And then I would lather up very slowly.
Would you say in a provocative way?
I don't know, Phil. I would drop my robe and bend over to get it. Then I would lather up. And it would...
How long would it take you to lather?
I would take a good half hour to just soap myself. I don't understand the questions.
Well, what we're trying to get at here is this man, he got up out of his wheelchair or something and hit his head.
Yeah, Esther came in and found him, and I explained to her that if she'd taken care of him better... this wouldn't have happened.
All right, so what's happening now, Bobby, is you've got this elderly man who lives next door to you, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And you were going to take your shower, and you decided to do a little striptease for him.
Well, it was more than one time.
Yeah, I understand that. It was going on for, like, what, 2 months, 3 months?
It was about 6 months. And the thing that you need to understand is that he was so... enthusiastic about this, and this was just sort of our communication that he did attempt to get out of his wheelchair, and he did walk, Phil, and you really need to hear this, and your listeners need to hear this, that the fact that he saw me without my clothes on, he walked.
But he stumbled and went through a window or something, right?
He hit his head.
Hit his head against a windowsill.
That's correct, yes. But for one brief moment, my disrobing for him got him to actually walk. And I will tell you something else, Phil. You know Don Seabrook.
He's a good attorney.
He is a good attorney. Don has told me that this is privileged communication between two people, that the Homeowners Association has no right in trying to remove me. And
the Homeowners Association heard about you doing a strip for Esther Koster's husband, Al, for 6 solid months. And
yes, that's exactly right. And this is privileged communication. In other words...
In other words what?
In other words... This is protected by the Constitution. Privileged communication between two people means that this was the communication that I was having with Al. That, yes, I would go upstairs. I knew he was in his sunroom. I was doing a favor for a nice old man. I was not having sex with him. I was not in any way violating my marital code. Steve was aware of what I was doing.
Your husband was aware of what you were doing?
Yes, because this old man is no threat.
So your husband knew that you were going up to your bathroom every, what, night?
He was in the middle of the day, Phil, and you know your questions are really inappropriate. What we want to do...
I want to get the story here because you have been asked to resign from the Western Estates Homeowners Association for taking your clothes off in front of an old man who, even though he might have gotten up and walked two steps, are you saying that seeing you nude got him to walk?
I think it's a fair assumption.
He got out of his wheelchair.
He fell. I saw him raise himself up and take two steps. He had his arms out as if to embrace me, and then he went down. And I can tell you right now, in my life, I've been proud of a lot of things. I'm proud of that. And again, this is privileged communication. This should be nobody's business but Al's, mine, and Steve's.
And why does Steve get to know this? In other words...
I tell my husband these things because Steve understands that this is a very nice man who... I don't understand why Esther's having a problem with this. I haven't done anything. I haven't had sex with him.
Here's the problem that she's having, and this may be the problem the Homeowners Association is having. And by the way, this is the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby Dooley, who's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Apparently, the Homeowners Association found out that she was taking her clothes off in her bathroom window for a guy across the way, some old man, who you say that you got him to walk, and I don't know whether that's true.
Phil, I'm telling you that my husband knew what was going on. Steve encouraged that because...
Why?
Phil, because I know she's got a... She's beautiful.
Is that him?
Yeah, Steve, you tell him because...
I don't want to talk to him right now. I want to talk to you, okay? Why did he say that?
Because he knows that I am good-looking, that I can do things for men. He is an elderly man. Al said nothing until his wife Esther came in and compromised our communication. So Don Seabrook is well aware of this.
So you're maintaining that you had a privileged communication with this old man, that you stripping for him was private between the two of you and nobody else?
Absolutely correct. And this, Esther walking in, this old woman who doesn't take care of herself, who's used up, who is dried up, is about as dead as a ghost town. She was upset, and Al enjoyed it.
And how do you know this? I mean, he got up.
Yeah, he got up and walked. I'll tell you that there isn't one woman in your audience who can claim that she made a crippled man walk with her body. And obviously, I have a body that can make a man with a systematic disorder walk.
Now, he did fall over, right?
He fell over. He hit his head, and that's when his wife came in. But at that moment, I was doing jumping jacks, and apparently she found that to be...
Okay, that's the thing that I also heard, because the Homeowners Association report is very clear, okay?
I understand.
That when he came in, when she came in...
Yes?
You were across the way doing jumping jacks. Is that correct?
I've never denied it, Phil.
Okay, I find that to be, for a wife to see her husband sitting staring at another woman naked, and she's doing, why are we doing jumping jacks?
I think the answer's obvious.
Phil, you don't have to ask that question to my wife.
Steve, I'm trying to get to the bottom of why your wife would be stripping for this old guy. You got...
It's mercy, and she's doing it for an old man.
I was doing it for an old man, Phil.
Bending over, picking up a robe, lathering yourself for 30 minutes, doing jumping jacks and doing leg lifts.
That's correct.
Laying on your back, lifting the legs up, spreading, closing.
That's right, Phil. I think you, Phil, we're not doing a gym class here.
I'm not doing a gym class either, but I just wanted to know what it was she was doing here, all right?
I understand, Phil. But I think until you know the power that a woman can have, making an old man feel good for once, I don't think you understand it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Hold the line here, Bobby, because we just got the word here from Western Estates. Earlier this morning, Bobby Dooley has been asked to resign as president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. apparently, the wife of an elderly man that lives next door to them came in on her husband staring across the way through the open bathroom window of Ms. Dooley as Ms. Dooley was undressed. doing jumping jacks in the window and apparently has been doing this for 6 months. She claims that she was doing a favor for an old man, and she also claims, and here's the part that I'm having a hard time with, that she saw the guy get up and walk as a result of seeing her nude. 1-800-449-8686. Now, here's the legal question, Mike, and I don't know. She says there's an attorney out there who says this is privileged communication between her and this old man, and that the wife had no business sticking her nose into it, and the homeowners association have no business sticking their nose into it. This is actually a constitutional question, that she can do jumping jacks in her bathroom for an old man sitting there in a wheelchair, and it's nobody else's business. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, has been asked to resign as a result of her apparently standing in an open window in her bathroom with no clothes on while an elderly man across the way next door was watching her doing calisthenics and jumping jacks for 6 months. So you know what you were doing. He knew what you were doing, right?
That is correct, Phil. That is right, and that was our...
But the wife found out, and they want you to step down. I don't know whether you got to step down or not, but I sure as heck know that a wife's got something to say about a woman next door stripping, and...
He was an elderly man, Phil, and I think that that is a big key to this. He was older, which means he wasn't going to do anything. I'm much younger. I was doing him a favor. He doesn't have anything, really, in any way to threaten her.
All right, here is Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, Bobby, the wife is upset because you enticed her husband. And had you not been displaying yourself the way you say you were, the man would not have had an accident. And I hope he's not dead.
Well, he's not dead.
Okay, and the reason they want you to step down, Bobby, is because you have no morals.
No, the reason why they want me to step down is because they're putting their noses
into an area. They want you to step down, Bobby, because you have no morals at all.
I was helping an old man.
No,
I was helping
all,
an old man.
It was wrong for you, Bobby, to do that.
Have you
what
ever?
What you really did, Bobby, was a form of adultery.
No, because
yes,
I never.
It was,
he never laid a finger on me.
You committed adultery with this man for 6 months, Bobby.
He never laid a finger on me.
It doesn't matter, Bobby. It doesn't matter. You fill him up with all this desire, all this passion, while he watched you, and that's why the poor.
Didn't you feel like you were cheating on your husband?
No, I wasn't cheating on my husband.
Bobby, you were cheating on your husband.
No, my husband knew what I was doing.
You know, it's a possibility, Bobby. Mm-hmm. I feel like your husband was probably a part of this.
Well, she's already said her husband.
I mean.
She's already said her husband knows knew what
yeah,
he was
I don't
doing.
Mean
okay.
He knows it, Phil. I mean, I feel like her husband and her were also taking off their clothes in front of this man because your husband is too comfortable.
Oh,
with
you
this.
Are. You're really sick,
your
aren't you?
Your husband is
really
very comfortable with the
thoughts,
idea.
Don't you?
I hear him speak.
You really have some sick thoughts, don't you?
Look. They're
okay.
Not sick, Bobby.
I did something for an old man that was
Bobby,
a nice thing.
Bobby, you didn't do anything for an old man.
All right, well,
committed adultery.
The guy who you were doing this for, this Mr. Coster, says that he got up, okay, and walked when you were doing something specific. Can you tell us what that was?
I don't think it's anyone's business, Phil. And
well, I've got it right here. You can say it or I can say it.
I think I have
You know,
an
I
idea.
Really think that is wrong.
I can say it if you don't.
If
apparently,
you don't
say
it, I'll say it.
Goodbye, okay? You don't know what you're talking about. I'll say it, okay? You were peeing into a mason jar, right?
You know something, Phil? That was privileged information between me and...
That was privileged information between you and who? Between
me and Al Coster. And by the way, my husband not only knew, sometimes he would... enter the bathroom. So she's right on that account. But he knew what was going on.
So this old guy got up and walked after he saw you doing this.
Well, I'm not going to be ashamed of it. That's what you're talking about.
Well, right now, as we speak, the Western States Homeowners Association is meeting, and they are meeting to see whether or not you should be ousted as president. And
you know something, Phil? I'd like to say that I have helped that organization for many, many years. Western States wouldn't be anything today were it not for me. And I will tell you that I also feel there are so many people there who owe a lot to me. And if I can't help an old man...
Do you think this is part of your duties as the Western States Homeowners Association president to strip for an old man?
He has an old wife who is off playing bridge.
And what has that got to do with you?
You know, sometimes you reach out and help people. And sometimes you just reach out and do things for people.
So you were reaching out and touching, huh?
No, I was reaching out and I was helping a lonely old man.
All right, Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western States Homeowners Association. She's been asked to step down as president of the organization because she was discovered stripping and dancing naked in her bathroom for some old man sitting next door in a wheelchair. And forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, for this information, but we received it from the Homeowners Association. He got up and walked when he saw her squatting over a mason jar. And I'm not even going to say what it was that...
Well, Phil, I think it's really wrong of you to bring that up.
I'm not going to say what it was you were doing, all right? I'll let people just imagine this. I think it's just, I think it is a violation of somebody's marriage vows.
And Don Seabrook tells me that...
Don Seabrook's an attorney.
Yes, and he tells me it's privileged communication.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, as we talk with Bobby. Now, this is a sunroom that is in the top floor of his house?
You know, I don't know whether or not. I've had palpitations.
Oh, come on. You know, you want to get your side of the story out, right?
I don't know whether or not you are going to treat me fairly. I don't know.
Am I letting you get your side of the story out?
Yes. But
okay, so he's up in a sunroom.
But I was rushed to the hospital last night as the result of hearing that I would be ousted as president of the Western States Homeowners Association. I do have palpitations.
I just want to know, were you... Is he sitting there on the second floor of his house in a sunroom, okay?
And Phil, I was not peeing into a mason jar, all right? I was simply checking the water quality of our shower, and I squatted down with a jar, and...
All the while knowing that this old man was across the way watching you.
I'd forgotten about it, because I was concerned...
Wait, how had you forgotten about it?
I was concerned about whether we had hard or soft water. And so I got a mason jar out. I was going to run some tests.
And you're squatting in your shower?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Getting some water out of your shower?
I totally forgot about Al. There is a point when you want to get down to the business of showering, taking care of yourself. And I really, I'm offended and amazed at the quality of your questioning.
All right, well, I can tell you right now that Mr. Al Koster, who got up and started to walk...
And that doesn't count for anything, does it?
Well, I don't know whether your naked body got him...
Well, I'll tell you right now, Phil, when he saw that squatting, you know, frankly... I mean, I didn't know he was doing it, but I looked up just in time to see him get up and walk.
And then he hit his head against a windowsill...
Yes.
And was taken to a hospital, wasn't he?
He was taken to a hospital for evaluation. But did you hear what he was saying as they wheeled him in? My name. Bobby. Bobby. Ba 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 ba. All they heard was ba 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 ba.
Well, I don't know. By the way, do you have hard or soft water out there?
It's the San Fernando Valley. It's hard water.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show here with Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association talking about this ouster that's going to be apparently engineered by the Western States Homeowners Association. They're getting her out as president. She is alleged to have stripped for a next-door neighbor naked, and this guy has seen it, and he got up and walked when he saw her with a mason jar in the bathroom, and I don't even know what it was. Some people say she was squatting over it. Other people say she was getting... She just said she was collecting water samples to make sure she didn't need the Culligan man. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget about our website, philhendryshow.com, and we'll get information for you later on about Casino Night 2000. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We got Bobby Dooley with us from the Western States Homeowners Association. This is a community in the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles. Now, I know you've been the president of Western Estates for a long time, Bobby. How many years?
I have been president there, Phil, since off and on, really, since 1992.
And you've been asked to step down because a next-door neighbor's wife saw you posing naked for her husband.
He was an elderly man.
I know he was old, but...
He was an elderly man, Phil. He is a baseball player that we admired. Al Koster played for a number of years with the Chicago White Sox. Steve was a big fan of his. He's now in a wheelchair. He doesn't have locomotion. He doesn't have the ability to use his legs. Steve asked me to do something nice for the old guy.
All right, so at the behest of your husband, you did this.
Yes, I did, because we're Christians.
Well, how does this work into the Christian... See, this is what I'm saying. You claim that...
As a Christian family and as a Christian wife, I do what my husband tells me to do. Okay, and that's what I'm trying to say to you and to your listeners. A woman does what her husband asks. I was not having sex with this man. I was simply doing something nice for an old man who was in a wheelchair, couldn't move. He's got a wife that would scare all the rabbits off your garden. You love your neighbor. We loved him, and we did something for him. And
so your husband, Steve, is the guy who was asking you to go ahead and go upstairs.
He said to do something nice for the old guy.
And he didn't tell you specifically what?
No, he didn't. But he handed me a mason jar. He said, go up and do the best you can.
And that's where we get with you squatting over a mason jar, your husband asking you to pose naked for an old guy, and then the woman comes in and sees this.
And what about the fact that he walked? Why won't people say anything about that? The fact that I helped him get out of a wheelchair.
It's a hard time for me believing that you got this old guy to walk, that you got an old guy to get up out of a wheelchair just by seeing you naked. Okay?
But it might have had something to do with the mason jar. I don't know.
Okay, so then he had the mason jar, or you did. But the fact of the matter remains that you were naked in front of this old guy, and that you were naked in front of this old guy, that you knew what you were doing, that your husband knew what you were doing, and he put you up to it.
Steve said do something nice for him. That's all I could do.
All right, well, we are waiting on word as to whether or not you have been ousted as president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And I know that Mike is on the phone right now, and he is essentially in contact with that group of people. Now, how is Mr. Koster doing?
He said he never felt better in his life. He said seeing me naked was one of the great moments of his life, or one of the great 6 months' worth of moments of his life.
And yeah, for six solid months. Okay, we got the word now from Mike Schaefer, who's our producer. He's been in touch with Western Estates. You have been removed. You knew this was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen, didn't you?
What happened? Been removed. God damn.
Okay, Steve, is that you?
That's me.
Okay, you know she's been removed as president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Do you have any comment?
I'll tell you right now, my wife's done it for a lot of people. She's done a heck of a lot. And I'm pissed off. And I will tell you, I'll tell you something else too, Phil, that this is one of the things, you get paid back to help an old man. He walked, I saw him walk, all right?
If your wife was testing whether you had hard or soft water in the valley, he walked why?
Well, I tell you what, whether she knew she was squatting down for the old man, or she was just checking the old water, I don't care. Looking at her squat got him to walk.
Phil, I feel this is very unjust, it's very unfair. If it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have half of the things that we have at Western Estates. I am extremely sad about this, and I will tell you that we'll fight this for a long, long time. I'm just so disappointed.
All right, well, it's happened, and what I can tell you is this, that they said that they're going to reconsider this in 6 months. But you stripping for an old man and doing jumping jacks in that room just as he's walking in, or just as his wife is walking in, I think they probably said that's it. That they'd had more than enough from Bobby Dooley. Good luck to you, and all I can tell you is, you know...
Well, Phil, you know, you're not home right now, and you don't know what your wife's doing for some neighbor. I hear she's athletic. Can she do jumping jacks?
She plays basketball.
All the better.
All right, well, thank you, Bobby. This has been Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley doing jumping jacks for an old man next door.
You know something, Phil? Clinton got, he got oral sex, and he kept the office, and all I did was strip.
Other things you could have done to make your students, or to make your athletes, make all their free throws stop.
Right, right.
But, I mean, you can watch the basketball players at a national level, and they don't make all their free throws either. And I certainly don't think their coach has made them ever lick a toilet seat.
If you did,
and you know what?
That's according to NTOA standards.
Pardon me?
That's according to NTOA standards.
Oh, really? I'd love to see a copy of that, because I think that's...
You can call 213-251-3189, and you can get a copy of the NTOA standards. That's my understanding anyway. And it has a lot of things in there. If you have a female coach, you're forced to take out, if she's during her menstrual period, take it out.
Wait a second.
Wait, what?
These are the NTOA.
Whoa.
What about a female coach?
To take her tampon out.
Take her what?
Tampon.
What the hell are you talking
about? I'm telling you, if you miss a free throw, you've got to remove it.
What are you smoking?
Hey, lady, I don't even think you played sports.
You know what?
No, I'm sorry.
You know what? Why don't you check the roster from 1992 to 96, okay?
What school?
Brigham Young.
I got it right here. Hold on.
You have Brigham Young's book.
I do.
Really? Swimming.
You were on the swimming team, ma'am, at Brigham Young?
Yes, I was.
Hold on for a minute.
Okay, while we take this break, I guess he has the media guides from those years, huh? The swimming team at Brigham Young University?
Yeah.
Hold on for a minute.
I don't know what he's doing. I'm going to this is the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Austin Amarca. He's a basketball coach, young lady calling in from Brea. She was at Brigham Young. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Do you have that media guide?
Yeah, I got it right here.
What is he doing? I don't understand.
I think he's...
Pardon me?
I don't know what he's doing.
What are you driving in a car to get it, man? It sounds like,
What?
What are you doing, man? You got it in a... what, you got to go down the mine shaft to get it?
You know something? I think it's a fine how-do-you-do, a great coach like Bobby Knight, and you people are insulting me. Okay? I don't care about my athletes. And this lady...
You care about your athletes?
Yes, I do.
Really? That's what you do when you care about your athletes. How many athletes have continued to play for you and are playing at the collegiate level, or do they all quit because you're so lax and they got
the
disillusioned view of sports?
I got guys licking toilet seats around the clock, and they
around the clock,
it.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
You got a guy right now licking a toilet seat? Have you got a guy right now licking a toilet?
Quick question for you: why aren't you coaching anymore?
What's that?
Why aren't you coaching anymore? They fired your ass. That's
Forget
why.
About the freaking media guy, man. We don't care. Forget about it. We don't care. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Four nine eight six eight six. Phil Henry Show. So I got four stepkids, and I live in a place that has lots of houses. No, really not that many, but there's also a lot of property around me, and there's a lot of kids in this neighborhood. So my four guys aren't the only ones who live on this street, and I'm noticing something, man. And I don't know what to say about this. And I don't want to get any trouble with my neighbors, because I know my neighbors know what I do for a living. And I know that they listen. And I know that, Just like the people at my kid's school listen, both schools. And the people at, I found this out, I was really rather angry when I found out that the girls' Catholic school up there heard me mentioning something about where I send, you know, our eldest guy to high school, because I had a question or two about their biology class. And the girls' Catholic school was like snickering, oh, this is great, he's giving it to them. You know, you guys open your big yaps a little bit more, and I'll start giving it to you, too. Okay, I'm not interested. First of all, just because my kids are Catholic and my wife's Catholic don't mean that I am. But I will tell you this much. Catholics have taken it long enough. Shut up and start dumping on somebody else, okay? Yeah, we're Catholic. Yeah, we pray to the Pope. What are you going to do about it? We pray to the Pope. We pray to Mary. We pray to the saints. I got a St. Francis statue out in my backyard. I get down on my knees and pray to that thing every morning. What's it to you? I pray to the sun. I pray to the moon. I pray to the mountains. I'm just a regular, I'm just a, right out of the cave. That's what I am. But these Catholics, this Catholic school girl, this Catholic girls' school, apparently got wind of the fact that I was, you know, running on, you know, riding somebody a little bit, and they're all gleefully clucking their tongues and slapping their hands together and just all a Twitter about the whole thing. Well, you know what, man? I wouldn't know you guys if I fell over you. So just, you know, get off my side of the fence, all right? I'm not interested in your support. And if I find out that you guys are screwing around, I'm going to lay into you, too. What do you think of that, okay? These are our kids, all right? We want them to get educated and move on with their lives so they can get out of the freaking house and start giving me a little bit of money. That's all I'm interested in. Now, anyway, we live in a neighborhood. We got a lot of kids. And I got no interest in getting on the bad side of my neighbors. I don't want to do anything that's going to make anybody angry. All I want to do is sit there in my house and stare at my feet and drink a beer and twiddle my thumbs and check my watch every now and again and watch the contrails of the jet in the sky. That's all. But I got these people around there. If you are a single couple, and you've moved into a neighborhood where there's a whole lot of kids, guess who's in the minority? You! And you're going to have to somehow find a way to deal with all the kids. Whether they're going up and down the street on go-peds, whether or not they're shooting off rockets. My guys almost burned the freaking neighborhood down yesterday. One of them has got a rocket that apparently produces smoke. So it's got some sort of a spark that is manufactured, and this thing shoots up into the sky, and it landed down the hill, and it could have caught fire, and we all could be playing harps right now, but we're not, and everything was cool. And by the way, he launched it from our property onto our property, but we got neighbors that are upset about that. Look at that, tell me what I'm doing on my own property. You know what? That's where you got to draw the line. I'm sorry, but that's where I'm drawing the line. Now, the other thing is, we got a couple other neighbors. This is a single couple. They don't like the kids going up and down the street on the go-peds, and they don't like this, and they don't like that. I got news for you. There's a lot of kids around there. You're just going to have to suck on that or move. One of the reasons why we found this neighborhood to be really cool is because there were a lot of kids. And we like the fact that there's kids because the other kids, you know, everybody sort of meets everybody else, and who knows, on Halloween, we could all get together and have a real good time. And I could maybe, you know, shrink a few inches and walk around with a bag and trick-or-treat myself. But that's one of the reasons why we dig it. So if you're not up, you know, we just moved out of a neighborhood where they hated kids. They despised the very thought of children. We, of course, were dumb enough to move into this neighborhood in the first place. Well, what do you think we did? Do you think we went around door-to-door trying to change everybody? We got our rear ends out of there is what we did. We split because we realized that the people around there were cranky old folks and they hate kids. Now, this is America. This is a country that doesn't think too highly of its children in the first place. Even though we think we do, we don't. So to live in a neighborhood where they actively despise children, you know, you after a while it starts wearing on your nerves a little bit. So we moved. And we moved into a neighborhood. Down the street from me is a guy with four kids. Another guy behind me's got three kids. Another guy up the hill's got, we got four. There's kids all over the place, okay? So if they're motoring up and down the street on go-peds or they're shooting rockets off, that's what kids do. And the one thing you don't want to become is the guy that you did battle with when you were a kid, that cranky old man at the end of the street. or the cranky old man around the corner, or the cranky old man over the fence, or, you know, or the cranky old lady who didn't want you running through her yard, or the cranky old biddy that didn't want you, you know, walking across her lawn. You know what? If you think a man's house is his castle and his property is sacrosanct, and we still live in a time and a place where you can put a moat around your house, just try living in a neighborhood, man. Everybody knows everybody else's business. People are walking across everybody else's lawn. Yeah, sure, that's your house, but they're hopping across the fence to get to somebody else's yard. And that's kind of living in America, you know, like James Brown say. Living in America, baby. And if you can't deal with that, I don't know, like split off the planet, go somewhere else, move to Iceland, move to a fjord in Finland. I hear it's nice there this time of year. But you can't change people. You're not going to be able to change kids. What do you want me to do? You want to take my kids? I've thought about it. Believe me, I'd love to be able to do it if it was legal. Duct tape them to a chair? Or have the kids sit at their computers and just stay inside all day and watch TV so that they won't go outside and they won't upset the adults. Look it, believe me, I have sympathy. I got four kids. They bug the crap out of me. And one of these days I'm going to do something about it. Maybe a bus accident. I don't know. But until then, they smell, they're loud, they leave socks, they leave crap every place. Last night I got home, the house was like somebody had taken a freaking elephant gun to it. Did I get upset? No. I picked my way through the rubble to where I thought my dinner might be, sat down, chowed it down, talked to my wife, picked my way back through the rubble to where I thought maybe a newspaper and a television set was, sat in my fat rear end and watched that for a while, read the newspaper, then clawed my way through the garbage up to bed. This morning, clawed my way down through the garbage and took the kids to school. Did I take the kids to school today? Oh, yes, I did. I took them to school today. See, one of the problems with this, when little Alex shot this rocket off, it landed on our property, but he was afraid to go down and get it because he'd gotten some heat from some people. I said, you're still on our property, for crying out loud. Why don't you go get your rocket? Because the man got upset with me because he's afraid I'm going to burn the neighborhood down. When you're worried about going out into your own freaking yard to get something because you're afraid of some guy, this is not right. This is America. Or is this communist Russia? Anyway, there's nothing that I can do about it. I'm just here on the radio running my yap. And like I said, I don't want to get into any problem with any neighbors or any people at school or any people that I live around or work around or anything like that. I don't want people doing as they do. Heard your show the other day. Who were you talking about? None of your business. And as far as you, your Catholic girls' school up there in T.O. with your clucking tongues, and wasn't that fantastic what Phil said about that school, that new school that opened up? Guess what? I support my kids' school 100%, and we don't send anybody to your school, and the big chance is we never will. I think it's weird, unisex schools that start in the seventh grade, personally speaking. Especially when you make the girls wear pleated plaid skirts and two-tone Oxfords. And when they got a bobby pin, a napkin to their head, that's real. I got to draw the line at that. It's Phil Henry's show.